Every once in a while I get an idea of writing things because I'm in a class, somebody has something to do. And once the Chelsea Review, which is a funny magazine that comes out about once a year, decided that they were going to have an issue devoted to technological poetry. Very strange to me. So I said I would try to write a technological poem. And I wrote this poem, which is called Screw a Technical Love Poem. And I begin with a definition for the word screw from Webster's New World Dictionary, page 1310, World Publishing Company, Cleveland, 1954. Noun, Middle English, screw, Old French, a screw, hole in which the screw turns, Latin, scrofa, salve, influenced by scrobia, vulva. One, a mechanical device used for fastening things together, consisting of a nail-like cylinder of metal grooved in an advancing spiral and usually having a slotted head. It penetrates only by being turned male or external. Screw. Two, anything like such a device. Three, a hollow cylinder equipped with a spiral groove on its inner surface into which the male screw fits, female or internal screw. And this is my poem. Sometimes I think of your father in his neat gangster shoes sewing into your mother your eyes, then the strange teeth touching blood on her ankles. Turning yourself inside her made you as graceful as a Stilson wrench, which can be twirled into narrow mouths or open ones. The joints of selenium make you still photograph me or any other woman who comes close. 34, I say, is the atomic number. When you find 34 women with 34 grams of selenium poured into 34 places, the knees, the fingers, the ear hole, those delicate junctures of the pelvis. Oh, coming out of me is yards of piano wire unwinding. It should have been wound around the machine screw with a square head, or the machine screw with a round head, or a wood screw, or a lag screw, or a set screw. The hardware cannot compete with the software. My brain, my throat, my anxious wrist on the female side. I must wait for the proper motion. It is internal. But impatience makes me want to push all the buttons, slip all the switch, turn you on. Yes, I technically want you, and technically I can't have you. How did life get so full of technicalities when I only wanted to touch you, but found I didn't know enough formulas, did not have a low enough atomic number, could not put out my hand and say, I love you, because it's not a technical term.